Okay, we'll go ahead and continue with Colorado coach John Embry. The Buffaloes are on the road at Fresno State this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Ricardo Cano, Collision.
Morning, coach. I was wondering, tailback Christian Powell had a really strong showing this last weekend. I was just wondering what really prompted the switch from fullback to tailback, and if we should expect to continue seeing his role expand.
Yeah, he'll continue to work at tailback. When you watch his tape when he was coming out of high school, he did some stuff as a one back, and so we just felt like he was a guy we needed to give a look at the tailback position. And from what we want to try to get our running game doing, that he was a good fit for it, and he proved us right. I thought he did very well.
And you said after the game that every position would be reevaluated. At the quarterback position, should we expect to see Jordan Webb as your quarterback heading into Fresno State?
Yeah, you will, and we're going to get Connor Wood some reps also. You know, get him going and get him some playing time, so that he can continue to grow and develop as a player.
Okay, coach. And last question is, last non-conference game before you head into a very competitive Pac-12 conference. How important is it for your team to get a win against this Fresno State team on the road?
Well, it's important every week to get a win, and so. This doesn't take on any more importance than any other game that we've had. For us, it's our first road game. We ended a 4-year road losing streak last year, so what we'd like to do is try to build on that and start developing the right mindset that we need to play on the road.
All right. Thank you, coach.
Uh-huh.
Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Rating your team. What is the approach to try to buck them up and keep them positive, or are they getting a little fire and brimstone? What's sort of your approach right now?
I missed the very first part of your question, Ted. Sorry. So what was the very first part?
Yeah, I'm just saying in terms of motivating your team.
Okay,
you
motivating
have to
the team.
Or
what I've done is I've talked to them about, right now what's killing us right now is details. We have to be better detail-oriented as coaches and as players. And so I just showed them a video of 6 to 8 plays at random times in the game, whether it was a missed tackle on a third down, and then that leads to a team getting a touchdown, or whether it's not making a catch or not making the right block, whatever it is, and how that ends up affecting us. We have to be better about focusing on the task at hand or the play that's taking place. And as I told the team, value each play. Each play is valuable. We can't just think, we're up 14-0. It's 3rd and 8 in the fourth quarter, or in the first quarter. Doesn't matter if I don't do my job here in this one, because it's the first quarter. Well, it does matter, because you don't do what you're supposed to do, they get a first down, and then that leads to a touchdown. Whereas if you do your job, we're off the field, and maybe we go up 21-0. So just kind of impressing upon them on that. When you're talking about a young team or guys that really haven't played a lot, they have a tendency to just play, and they don't really understand the importance of each play.
Is the youth helping you now in terms of keeping them confident and positive?
Yes.
Because a lot of guys are just happy to play college football.
Yeah, that, and every time they do something, every time we go do something, it's a new experience. Like, I think on that last 2-minute drive, I think we had 6 true freshmen in there, 6 or 5 true freshmen in there. So that was their first taste of being being in that situation. So, we obviously made some mistakes, but they'll learn from it, and they'll be better from it, and we'll in turn be better as a team for it.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Your next question comes from Christian Gable, the Spokesman Review.
Yeah, John, I was just wondering if you think the talent gap between the FCS schools and FBS schools has closed at all in recent years.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mentioned that last week. The biggest difference between the programs generally is just depth. When they lose a guy, there's usually a significant drop-off. But a lot of their frontline guys, you know, like Sac State had guys that had been at SC or Nebraska or other, you know, Division I programs or, you know, highly sought after JC guys maybe that for whatever reason couldn't maybe go to other schools. So, you know, I definitely have felt like that really since when you watched Appalachian State and what they did and the kind of team they had a few years back against Michigan. I think that was kind of the wake-up call to the rest of the country that all those schools, they got players.
Thank you.
Again, if you'll ask a question, press star 1.
Are there further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, thank you.
All right, John, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.